when Babajan died, when Babajan dropped her body, you see, I always differentiate. When we die, we really die. We just, you know, this body dies. But we don't drop it. We don't leave the body. It's the body that leaves us, the faithless thing that it is thing of. But with Baba, he puts it on and he drops it, or he removes it, whichever way you want it. So when Babajan dropped her body, you see, the convent school is close by where she would be. So I heard about it. So I came out of the school. It was, I think, about 2 o'clock. Anyway, our school left at 4:30. So I came straight to where Babajan was. I didn't go home. And there was such a crowd of people. All traffic stopped. All the roads were blocked. No traffic. No people could go around. I had not till then seen so many people in one place. And there was a lines of cordoned roads, you know, where people could queue and wind in. You know, it's like a maze of ropes that cordoned off the people. And yet, so I got into one of those rows. With my solar topi on, with all the books up to here in my hand, the student, but I was not going to go without seeing Babajan. So it took 2 hours for me to get from this place to not so far, just that, to go and come. And there she was in the middle of this square that was open, and they put this beautiful white marble there, and on it she was lying. And I tell you, I expected her to, you know, open her eyes or say something. She was too pink. She wasn't white. There was a pink, and she was a little smile. I didn't want to move. Somebody pushed me from behind. And then when I went home, I reached home late, but my mother didn't say a word. Otherwise, she was very strict about coming home at such and such a time. 1 minute beyond that time, and I'd get it. So, but I was over an hour and a half late, and my mother didn't mind. She said, "I know, Mani, where you've been." She loved her. But then, when we saw that she missed, then I had a dream of her, of Babajan. You know how many years later? Why, that was when I was 11, 12, when I was 11, 1930s, no? And this is in 1956 in Satara, before Baba had his accident. I dreamt that I'd gone to visit Babajan. Same place. And it was dusk, it was rather darkish. And her seat used to be like this, facing the road, horizontally, as it is, as you see it now, her shrine, but it used to be like this. So the women would sit this side and the men would sit that side. So there was only Babajan sitting there in my dream. She was squatting, and I was squatting before her, like this. And what was she doing? She had this sheet in front of her, a white sheet that was not so white anymore, that had dulled. Great. And she had some things in it, and she was making a bundle of it. She was tying up. And I knew this means packing up. She's leaving. And I'm squatting there, and I said, "Oh no, Babajan, please don't go. Please don't go." And I even made a sort of a pun poem. It came to me in my dream. Because we would refer to Pune in the Parsi language, we'd also refer as Punu. And I said, "Punu will be so sunu," means desolate, dry, arid, without you. Without you, don't. And she looked up and said, "But what can I do, my child? You know, I have no customers can afford my wares. And so I'm closing shop and leave."
She said that also.
The price, huh?
Mani, she said, I think in Bao's book, he wrote that she did say that right before she
Did she really?
She said exactly that. She said no one should have formed.
What?
Exactly. It's in Val's first volume.
I didn't know that.
It's wonderful. Yeah. It's almost...
And this is years. And then I cried so really, so deeply in my dream. But the first time in my life, when I woke up, my pillow was just sopping wet with the tears. I said, don't go, please don't go. And then, I mean, I have laughed in my dreams. I've gotten up saying, ha ha. But never have I cried before. But this time, I told Baba that dream too.